Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today we're getting into your emails on oral sex, foreplay, masturbation, and more. So if you want a more satisfying sex life, this show will teach you the skills you need to make it happen. Okay, let me ask you all a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little bit more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more pleasure. They want to give you 10 free gifts and pleasure. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected toy for him, and third, a little something I know you're both gonna enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD, and number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard at all. You go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be a new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything at all you desire. Really, they have anything. So if you're sitting there and you're complaining, emailing, you're not having great sex, they've got something to make it better. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout. You get all 10 free gifts. Go to adamandeve.com today. Select one item, 10 free gifts. Do it now. Oh, free shipping. Hello. How amazing they give you free shipping. Do that. You'll love it. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
With Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Well, you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and there's just a lot of cool stuff happening at sexualmy.com. And there's a lot of cool stuff happening here, because I'm with Menace. What up, Menace?
Hello. I was Snapchatting you as you were doing your intro right there.
Tell me all about Snapchat.
Snapchat is like
I know.
Pretty much just taking over everything.
That's what I've been. I just said this yesterday to Alyssa. I was saying, my sister, I was like, we should do Snapchat.
You should totally do Snapchat.
And I don't know why. I have a Snapchat, I think, like a sexual media. I've only done it a few times. Should I do add that to my repertoire?
Definitely should. I think you would get a billion followers on
should
there.
Should we do one?
Yeah.
After the show?
Yeah.
So Sex with Emily. It's just Sex with Emily. I think I set it up like a year ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Snapchat my ass.
Just start doing it, because then you can Snapchat throughout your day. It's a billion times easier than doing Facebook or Instagram. I used to be totally off board with Snapchat. I thought it was a waste of time. But then they started this thing called My Story, and they did it about a year ago.
Okay.
And where you can, it actually just edits a video together of your entire day. And then so people can just click on
Sex. So all day long, my phone is filming me?
No. No, you decide what you want to put on there, like a photo or a video or whatever.
That's cool.
And it just like loops them all together.
So what's your Snapchat, Menace?
I pretty much just run the Woody Show. That's the morning radio show that I do here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I just run there, much run
but
their
you don't
Snapchat.
Do your own Snapchat. I would think that you could.
I had my own, but you can only have it logged into one phone.
Oh, right. So you got to do it for the work thing. I have Snapchat. I'm looking right now, and it's I think it's Sex with Emily. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, we're going to do a Snapchat. It's going to be really exciting. Anyway, have you been? I just got back from New York, Menace. And
I know. I
have
saw
to tell
that.
It was pretty amazing, because I was there for the Sexual Health Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we did one in Los Angeles, and then we did one in Phoenix, and now we just did it in New York. And it was pretty amazing, Menace, because I, first of all, have never done a live event in New York for the show, or with myself and speaking and doing keynote and all that. And there were so many Sex with Emily fans there that had been listening for a long time, and they love you and they love the show. And it was just really cool to meet, like it was like 20, at one point there was probably like 30 standing around asking questions.
Wow, that's great.
I don't think that's ever happened, because I tell them, like, I'm sitting in a, and I was just as happy to meet them as they were to me. They're like, wow. Like, they're like, you don't realize. I'm like, I'm amazed. How'd you hear about it? They're like, a lot of people listen to your show. You know, I'm still sort of like...
Yeah, I don't really even think about that at all either.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, we're doing a thing in a little box.
We just sit, we meet up and record in front of a, microphone, and then we leave. We don't really think that people actually listen.
Right. I mean, I see the numbers, but I don't actually meet them. So it was, right. But in my mind, when I'm sitting here, I'm not going, oh, everyone's listening.
Well, I told you, everywhere I go now, I just meet more and more Sex with Emily listeners. I remember when I went to Hawaii last year, there was like Sex with Emily listeners there. I was just at an event recently where I met multiple Sex with Emily listeners. It's crazy.
It's crazy. I love it. And I want people to,
Keep listening.
And it meant a lot that you all came out to say hello. Yeah. And I gave a keynote there, and they were all there. And they're excited that we're taking live calls soon, which we're going to start doing.
Oh,
I have the info here. Like, so there was someone in the audience. Everyone was so sweet. They're like, I'm excited you're taking calls. Wednesday, October 7th, from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, there's going to be a call-in number that we're going to provide to you, right? On Madison, and newsletter, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. We'll be providing the phone number.
So we need you to check into our social media the day of, about like maybe like 2 hours before, so around like 11:30, and then we'll repost it again that day. So you have to check on our social media, because we're not going to give out the number until that day.
Right, got it.
Let's say you don't have Twitter or you don't use Facebook and you still want to go. You have an internet provider, I assume.
Right,
you
got the interweb.
You'll be able to see the information that you need. All you got to do is go to twitter.com/sexwithemily.
Oh.
You don't have to have Twitter to be
savvy.
On Twitter.
Right, exactly. Okay, so you can check it out. We'll have a phone number, and you can call in. And we're thinking just the number one question you've always wanted to ask us. That's what we want you to call in with. And it's 1:32 Pacific Standard, October 7th. And then tonight I'm actually teaching a workshop, if you're all going to be around. If you listen to this, it's September 29th at Hustler Hollywood. I'm teaching a workshop, Back to Sex Ed Basics.
I've been hearing about how they're working on their new location.
Yeah, it's right near my office. I'm really excited.
That's cool.
Yeah, because the Hustler Hollywood store right now is pretty freaking spectacular, the one on Sunset, but now it's moving to Hollywood.
Yeah, Sunset kind of died, and I'm happy that they're moving.
It did die.
Yeah, so now they're moving into
Sunset Boulevard, not the Sunset store, but Sunset in general.
Boulevard has not been...
hasn't been what
going
it once
on
was.
For a long time. Now it's where they're moving, their location is gonna be packed.
Where it's gonna be, it's on Hollywood and what? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Next to my office.
But right there on the main strip.
That's exciting. I'll just hang out there all day and get their cum shot drink. What's it called?
They have cookies and cream on my face.
Cookies and cream on my face. Oh, sweet. They make smoothies too, not just sex toys.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So how have you been?
I've been great.
Ran a race.
I ran a race at 10K not too long
ago. That's amazing, Menace. Yeah. You've come a long way. 10Ks.
I know, right? No, I still got a long way to go. But you've been all over the place. You went to New York, and you shared a story with me. Have you shared it on any other podcast? The one about the you're like videotaping. It was hilarious.
I got my ass kicked. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but that was that was the summer when I was in New York.
I know, but did you?
I did talk about it on the podcast, and it was so funny because one of the listeners said to me, "Don't get you're in New York now. Don't get your ass kicked again."
I know,
but I didn't really get my ass kicked. She just threw me to the ground with my phone.
I videotaped it.
I was videotaping a fight because it was really. I mean, did I ever show you the video?
You never showed me the video.
I should show you the video, and it was pretty. I mean, everyone's like, why the hell did you stop and start filming? Because I've never been compelled to do that in my life. Like, but it was that cinematic. I thought it was worth to, you know.
It's great.
Yeah, it was great. But then she saw me filming after a minute and 15 seconds, came over, grabbed me, threw me on the ground.
Yeah, you can't do that
anymore. But I shoved my phone in my pants, and so I didn't leave my phone.
Shove your phone in your pants.
I didn't want her to grab it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but this time in New York was, you know, this was just mostly work. And I saw Emily and Tony went to our headquarters.
Yeah, what is next on the plate for you?
In life, I'm doing, you know, Hustler workshops every month, and we'll doing another sexual health expo in January. And there are, we're going to do, you don't know the date yet, because we don't know the date yet, but we are doing our 10-year anniversary show.
Oh, sweet.
Madison's going to arrange the date with you once we get it. It's going to be at LA, Hollywood Improv.
Nice.
We think, at the Improv, maybe.
Love it.
Have fun.
That'd be super cool.
Dude, right? That'd be super fun. I feel like so emotional this year about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, kind of. I was sitting in the audience. I was grilling it with all the fans. And they're like, so I'm like, wait, okay. What do you guys like about the show? What don't you like? Do you like sex and like, we love sex and news. We love the emails. We love Menace. He doesn't talk about his sex life enough. No, they really wanted to talk. I'm like, he never does.
Because this, I've always told you, this is, I mean, I don't mind sharing my sex life with you, but I
You used to share more.
I used to share more, but... That's because, you know, I was just out and about.
Now you're,
like,
married,
practically. Yeah, and I have a dog and all that kind of stuff. But
so you can't...
Yeah, but you're a single woman. This is the Sexual Emily show.
That's
true. I think it should be more about you, not about me.
Okay, so do you want to hear about my sex life?
Yeah, I'm just here to...
I've been having really good sex lately.
Okay.
And I have had some really interesting, you know, we always talk about the toys and stuff. But there's, you know, I realized that I have in the 10 year, I should do some kind of, like... 10-year recap of how I've changed, because how the show, you know, originally started was not that I was necessarily the expert. It was that I wanted
to learn more.
Amazing sex, and everyone else amazing sex. And I realized looking back now that I actually, my sex life is dramatically, is so much better than ever was. And that I have learned how to really, like, you know, I do practice what I preach and communicate my needs. And it's really freaking good. And I feel really blessed. And I know that we've helped a lot of people too. So it was amazing to hear and see all these couples who were just like, yeah, we've been listening. We listened to it on a road trip for 14 hours. Like, we always got those emails, but to meet the couple who actually listened to it for 14 hours. But anyway, I got a Sibian. I'm going to back off for a second. So you know the Sibian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be filling you in with more stories about that lately, but I had it for like a little bit. They sent me one. I was a little like, wow, it's a Sibian, which is like the most powerful sex toy on the planet. And it looks like a kind of a saddle and it's.
Yeah. Anyone that listens to the Howard Stern show, they know what a Sibian is.
And I actually tried it.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty friggin' amazing. It has dials on it and everything.
Oh,
and
now you're all about it.
I am all about it.
I know I was collecting dust for a second.
Yeah, I just was like, I think I was like, whoa. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's really such a great, you could use it. I mean, I just use it with myself, but I'm also planning to use it with a partner. And it just, you know, takes your sex life to a new plane. And I'm going to be talking more about that.
Cool. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm dating and, you know, having a good time. It's about my sex life.
The Sibian. Right.
The Sibian. It's a whole new thing. I feel like
have
I have to move.
Have you named your Sibian?
No, I probably should name it.
Yeah, like Daryl or something.
No, that's not a good name. Maybe I should have people name my Sibian.
That'd be cool.
I know.
Put it on Facebook.
And they want to get one at Loveline, too. They're going to put one there. But Mike Cathwood like wants to write it on the air on K-Rock, and he's not sure how they feel about that. Like, his prostate. But you know how people are. Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's the story.
So that's what's going on in your life?
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, there's been someone I've been dating that it's been good.
How's that been going?
It's been good.
Are you going steady yet or what?
We're like closer to going steady than ever before.
Oh, really? Are you wearing his Letterman jacket?
No, I feel like we really like each other though. And it's really good. It's actually sexually a great relationship where it's really, we both. You know what's really cool is that he came to one of my workshops. Did I ever talk about this on the air? I don't think so. So he came to one of my workshops. I was doing this oral sex workshop. This was like a while ago. And we've been dating for a while. And he came to my workshop, and just because he's never been to one of my workshops. And he performed oral sex satisfactorily before. It was fine. Yeah. And then he came to my workshop, and the next time he performed oral sex, it was like almost like what I would dream of. Like, I wish that every guy had listened to my show that I've ever dated. I always thought that. I'm like, in a way, I don't want them to listen to the personal part, but the tips, and he sat there, and it's like, now, not just oral sex, that's amazing. It was like almost like he was taking notes and listened to everything I said, and it's over the top, amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like it really changed.
Well, that really makes you horny too when a guy actually listens to what you have to say.
I know. We were talking about this in the office the other day, that guys who don't listen to what you say.
Yeah.
Well, don't you? Well, especially sex. There's some guys who can't take instructions, or they feel offended if you give them instructions about sex. Yeah, but no, give them feedback.
But just in general, you like guys listening to you, even outside of sex.
In general, yeah, I do, or women do.
You do.
Well, I think any woman gets off on a guy who actually listens and pays attention to what she says. Like,
yeah, probably, but I think you take it to the extreme.
Like, just listen to my day kind of thing.
Yeah, just listen to me talk. I love it. I live for it.
No,
I do.
No, I don't. Just listen to what I say about oral sex and then do that.
Yeah.
Like, do what I say about sexually. But no, I'm actually. It's interesting. The other thing that's.
What?
Nothing. I don't know. Let's just keep going here.
No, is something else going on? Are you having a baby?
God, no.
Oh.
That would be really interesting. We know what happened with the dog.
Oh, yeah. The dog has a new home.
Yeah. The dog's happy. Huh? Yeah. Okay, let's get into some sex in the news.
Okay. What do you got?
I got women want sex as often as men.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe this? There was a survey, and they say, okay.
Isn't this old news, though? Haven't we been knowing this forever?
I don't know. Let's just listen to this new survey. It says, half respond say they do not have sex as frequently as they desire. You know why it's important? We have heard this before, but there is still the stigma that people believe that men are these horny bastards, which they are, and that they want sex way more often than women, and that women are kind of like sitting there like, no, 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 I have a headache tonight. The truth is, women want sex just as much, if not more than men. Yeah. 75% of
women are filthy, man. They will go out and bang a bunch of dudes, you know, but they will never cop to it.
They all do that? They all bang a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, they would.
Well, you know, it's changed too. I have to say that it's changed a lot.
I think it's equal. It's not me, you know, the popular term in 2015 is shaming women for going out and having sex. That's totally fine. I don't care, but just don't play it off that you're not doing
into sex, women
are doing just as amount of, like, you know, slutty things as guys are doing, you know?
Because who are the guys doing all the slutty things?
I think it's an equal playing field. I think it is.
I think that there is a lot of shaming going on, that women are more empowered and feel more comfortable talking. I hope that's what the show, you know, people are learning in life, that it's okay.
But the whole shaming term is so lame.
Lame. Who cares? So I think it doesn't.
Killing everything.
Well, you know what's so interesting, though? When I was on the airplane flying back from New York, I was sitting next to this guy with his son, and he's a middle school principal in New York. And he's like, what do you do for a living? Which is always like the million. I'm like, I wish I could just say like a dentist, a doctor, a gardener. I'm like, sex. I mean, sometimes during an airplane, you know, I don't talk to people on planes either. I hate it. Like, it's like my one time I can be like in a bubble and not. But he actually was really interesting. I told him what I did. He goes, oh God, I mean, being a middle school principal. He was so interesting. He's like, because I remember when I was younger, it was all about the boys chasing the girls, but now the girls are chasing the guys just as much. So in a way, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I like that it's equal. I like that, but I don't want them to be having sex at such a young age. This is what makes me nervous.
Yeah, definitely.
You always hear about the kids, like, you know.
Yeah, all the teen moms and stuff like that.
Yeah, don't become a teen mom. But it was interesting to think that women are now more like, oh, that's, you know, I'm going to go after the guy and I'm going to ask this. They always should be equal, but I just think that 12 years old is too young to be engaging. And he says that they are, like, catching him doing sex and drugs. And scary time.
So, yeah, it's all equal. That's old news. Okay, question. I don't know if we talked about this last time I was here or not, but did you see the guy with the, like, 19-inch penis?
No.
The guy.
Is he here?
No, but here, I'm going to have to pull it up for you. But so there's this guy in Mexico. who has a 19-inch penis. Well, supposedly. They
Is it real, like, or did he get manufactured?
Well, he says that it ruined it. Apparently, he's been... So he lives in Mexico, but he was actually living... I think he was in jail in Michigan because he like came into the country. And
all crazy stuff goes down in Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, and they used to call him in prison. They would call him Anaconda. And the guards would mess with him and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, he's back in Mexico, and now like he's been on the news and stuff like that. And like, but he says that it ruins his life. And then he
you can't win them all. Every guy on the planet wishing their penis was larger.
I know, but
and it ruins his life. Like, okay. Are you going to show it to me right now? Okay.
Yeah, but who are you sleeping with?
Right,
with your 19-inch penis, it's over 2 pounds.
And you think it's real, certified? It's not like he's doing it for some.
Well, TMZ has gone there and
and we get all footage of our news from TMZ, so.
Yeah, and then Vivid says that they would help him with getting a penis reduction.
He probably should, just like women get a breast reduction. I mean, you know what's interesting? In all these years of thousands of emails we received, we've received more emails about how to deal with a large penis than we have how to deal with a small penis.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Guys just trying to get at you.
No, they're not trying to get at me.
I mean, a lot of guys do send you their penis measurements. Like, they'll be like, "Oh, dear Emily, I have a question about my penis. It's 4.5 inches circumference," and they give us their penis stats, and I'm like,
"Right? Giving us context for an email question, or are they just general?"
Sometimes it's just their stats, and then other times it's "Is this big enough?" Like, they know it's big enough, but they're still "Is this big enough, Emily? Do you think that I should be concerned about my penis?" And they give you the exact measurements, shape. Texture.
That's so funny. You should not be concerned about your penis. You should be concerned about being a better human in the world. If you're spending more time worrying about your penis than you are about other things on the planet, you've got a problem.
No.
What is it? The iPhone 6 is the average size right now of a penis. Yeah. That's really helpful.
iPhone 5.
Was it the 5?
Oh, wait. No, maybe it was the regular 6, but not the 6 Plus.
Yeah,
not the 6 Plus. We're going to freak out a lot of people.
So you're filtering.
Let me be specific.
You're filtering all the penis
feedback
emails.
Yes,
for her?
Yeah, she does.
That is my job.
Well, it's
her
funny
job. She's the penis, the penis filterer.
Sometimes I screenshot them and send them to interns to scare them.
Madison is the dog, but she's a penis filterer.
So
among other things,
my question is though, has that ever worked at securing a woman by sending them a dick pic? You know, because
I would like to know that too.
I don't think that's ever happened in the history of trying to court a woman that you just sent
prematurely sent dick pic would never prosper.
We do a segment on the morning show that I'm part of, and it's called the Craigslist Freak of the Week.
Okay.
The Woody Show, just in case the Woody Show listeners are
Woody Show.
They listen to the show and then they blow me up. Oh, you don't talk. You
talk
don't
about
say
the Woody Show. I'm fine with that.
Anyways. So do Craigslist Freak of the Week, and then so we go through and we look for the freakiest ads on Craigslist, right? But most of them are just dick pic after dick pic after dick pic. How are you trying to get a woman while you're just – that's all you show is dick pics?
It's got to be working for some.
Does it work? Would it work for you?
It would not work for me. It would not work for anyone I know. But somewhere there has to be some success rate to cause this. Otherwise, why would this be a widespread thing?
All right. Well,
I think that it's a we're not the audience for it, but I definitely think that it has to exist for a reason, and that there are women who would be, or men, who knows, that would be turned on by the penis size.
Just imagine one day your mom's or your kid's "Mommy, how did you and Daddy meet?" Well, he sent me an unsolicited picture of his penis.
Yeah, dick pic.
And it was love at first dick pic.
Love at first dick pic, exactly.
All right, so I can't get a good photo because I don't have good internet right here.
This is the Mex guy.
The guy from Mexico that has...
Whoa. He's just standing there with it all hanging out?
Yeah, so if you're... Well, he has a cover over it. But if you...
It's all white, black...
It's all blurred out because I can't pull up a good pic right now. Well, no, they have x-rays of it and stuff.
He's
hitting himself in the face with it.
Honestly,
that would impede your life completely.
Yeah, he says
that's a third leg.
I think that would scare anacondas, to be honest.
Exactly.
I think an anaconda would run from that.
No, but totally.
So, anyways, my question is, the guy pulls out a 19-inch penis.
Are you
going to take it on or what?
No, that is dangerous, I think. You couldn't even get blood. Just the tip in the mouth, literally just the tip. You couldn't get the whole thing in your mouth. No, I don't think, I just don't, Yeah, couldn't do anything.
Okay, so
the
19-inch. You're off board.
I'm off board with the 19-inch. I'm off board with dick pics too. I'm off board, but you know me. I'm off board with sending any naked pics, even both ways. My breasts or my any parts to a man, and vice versa. I'd be hacked to be on. I'd be like, it could ruin
all
my
over.
Life. Yeah, I never do that. But do you do that in your relationship? Not your dick pics, but does she send you like sexy?
No.
Because then my friend, my friend the other day was saying to me. She's like, you know, Emily, I really think that you need to send him, this guy I've been dating. She's like, you've never sent him just like a sexy pic. Like, it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to be naked, but just like you, like sitting at home or like just your legs. Or I'm like, no, like, I don't have time to sit and pose and do this. She's like, I just think you should, because guys are really visual and he'd really appreciate that. So then she was feeling like, gotta add that to the list, gotta take sexy pic at home.
But I think you get to a certain age where you just don't do that. You know, I know when I was in my earlier 20s, like, yeah. Girls want to be sexy and they send you photos and
that's
stuff like
the
that.
Thing. I'm like,
but like, I'm in my 30s now and I just don't, you know, I'd rather just see you in person.
That's how I feel.
I'm not like, getting off by busy. Some photos.
I know. I just think that it's so funny talking to people about their different opinions about sex and dating. It's all so different,
yeah.
Right? That's why like some women, like we said, will be on the Craigslist looking for dicks. Not myself.
I think I'm like the most unthirstiest guy ever. I don't know
for
why.
Sex?
No, just like I just don't get off on that kind of stuff, you know?
Porn.
Like, damn, just like random.
I know you never did. But okay, here's my question. When you were like early 20s, high school, how often did you think about sex?
Definitely a lot, but I didn't have like any weird things where I would
Were you obsessed with sex? Like, you go through your mind all day long?
Where I was, like, looking at porn or...
But just thinking about women.
Yeah,
like, even like in high school, getting
constantly.
A boner in math class.
Yeah.
All the time, right? And then college, too?
Yeah, it was just so...
But then it takes a dive a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm just not a normal...
No, you are normal. I'm saying in your 20s, and then it changes. And okay. So people, another sex in the news story, since the other one was whatever. World's just saying that women want sex as much as you guys do, and it could just be, you know, and it's case by case basis too in relationships. Sometimes, you know, mismatched libidos, whatever it is, talk about it. It changes over time.
I think maybe I have the attitude because I hate perverts, like guys that are just like constantly just cracking sex jokes.
Who loves perverts?
I don't know.
But like, you must have.
Some people like perverts.
That's true, but like people like sex jokes.
I think it just like
was it something growing up.
I think it like creeps me out. Like,
because you're like a good man.
Yeah, I guess so. But just like guys are just like, oh, look at that girl's like pair of tits and blah blah.
You actually have never been condescending towards women in that way, which I appreciate. I mean, you don't like you're not nice to everyone. Like women, like you used to scare all my interns, and they were so afraid of you.
Well, you just didn't have any good ones until Madison here.
I know. Well, now Madison's like running the ship, but. Yeah, you're right. In San Francisco, like she's just so dumb, Emily. Like I just can't talk to her. Like they're dumb, and then
because
they'd be
what
of
happens
you.
Is like I would have my because we've always when we're doing radio show, I'd always have my own radio show too separately. That's music, nothing sexy or hot that anything you guys would want to check out. But when I would do that, I would have my own set of like interns and people,
and they were
like so effing competent. And then I would come over and hang out with you, and a lot like 90% of them, I just wanted. To have somebody punch them in the face.
I know.
You know?
I did too. I think I was, you know.
And then you would say, "Yo, you're so mean," blah blah blah. And then a couple months later, "Oh, Menace, you're so right." I'm like, "Oh my god, killing me."
I know it's funny. Okay, let me do a quick. We're gonna get into some emails in a second, but I have to talk to you about one product, that will change your life completely.
Right,
that has changed my life with Kegel exercises because you know how I feel about them. I've always been a huge fan of the strengthening your pelvic floor. So this is one product that has improved my sex life and changed my life. And it's funny because seeing all the fans in New York, this was one thing that they wanted to actually see it. It's called the Intensity by Pormoi. And the thing is, like, it's I talk about the benefits of Kegel exercises all the time, but we never really remember to do them. And this is a vibrator, also a Kegel exerciser. It does it for you. The Intensity is a revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device that takes all the confusion out of Kegel exercises. And it resembles like a classic vibrator, but it's no ordinary sex toy. It's a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. It's the only device that combines pleasure with pelvic floor toning. Why do you want pelvic floor toning? Because when you do your Kegel exercises, you strengthen your pelvic floor, which means that you can have stronger orgasms. This is for women. It helps with urinary incontinence. The older you get, like you sneeze and you pee after childbirth. More frequent orgasms. And it's like any other muscle you have to exercise, but no one ever remembers to do them. So get my app, Kegel Camp, buy this this toy slash health device, and you will always remember doing them. You'll actually look forward to them, because I actually sit and it's like meditative. I do it 5 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm having, talk about my sex life evolving, different kinds of orgasms that are much more intense and stronger because of this device, the intensity. And I have to tell you that we did a review of it. You weren't here this one day, Menace, which was really sad. Mm-hmm. We did a review, and if you guys want to check it out, it was like Sex Toy Review Day. And people, I've never in 10 years received as many emails from people who wanted, because we're giving away one, who wanted to win one, who wanted to buy one. So I'm just telling you, this is a game changer for women's sexual health. And once you try it, and once you start reading about pelvic floor, you'll understand that, the sooner you start doing these, the better it'll, the more it'll improve your sex life and the longevity of your pelvic floor health. It will help you. It's the only intimate health product every woman needs. Check out pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. Pleasure with a purpose. Okay.
Love it.
So, love it.
I mean, everything, I think we've seen so much in the advance of sex toys in the past 10 years. It's been crazy.
I know, right?
You know, stuff that we would just joke about is now available.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Dude, we joke about, the Fleshlight has the Kiru, which is now the, K-I-R-O-O. It's this device that Madison's boyfriend is currently putting together that you put in your, like, it's the same, I've told you about this, right? Like, it's a Fleshlight created, but his penis goes in it. She's using the vibrator inside of her. They could be in separate countries. Mm-hmm. It's all connected, and they're having sex with each other. It's everything we talked about. I know. You don't have to leave your house or have a lover, really, or you could have a lover. People are doing it with webcam girls now, too.
Oh, wow. I'm sure that's huge.
Huge in the webcam world. So check it out. Let's read emails from people. Okay, everyone. Thanks for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. And thank you for including where you're from, how old you are, how you listen. We appreciate it. Dear Emily, I need help. Well, it's more my partner than anything who needs help. For the whole 3 years we've been together, I hate to say it, but the sex sucks. Sex will maybe last a matter of seconds, and it usually involves the jackhammer. I've not once felt pleasured by my partner, and I've tried to spice things up with dildos and blindfolds, but he is too eager to come. I don't know whether he was like this before we were together. He says he wasn't, but how do I nip this in the butt before it goes any longer? Many blessings. Unsatisfied.
Jackhammer.
I know, right? Jackhammer. Okay, you're unsatisfied. I feel your pain. That's frustrating. I feel like the jackhammer, like, that's another thing. I feel like I've talked about it so much. If you listen to the show, guys just know not to do the jackhammer. And she, you don't say how old you are. And it sounds, 3 years they've been together. And the sex sucks. And he's only lasting a few seconds. So, let's see. I've tried to spice things up with he's too eager to come. He's got a premature ejaculation issue that he's got to work on.
Yeah, some guys just get really excited and just want to do it and don't even try to.
Especially younger guys, too. That's why I think that they've all really benefited from this. So I appreciate the, effort you're going to take into your own sex life, but blindfolds and dildos are not going to work. So do you not have an orgasm? I hope you do. It sounds like you
might. Yeah, hopefully he gets there quickly and then still wants to take care of you.
She comes first, right? Yeah. That would be his motto. Like, he wants you to have an orgasm first, okay? So if he comes really quickly and he's not dealing with that, and I've done plenty of shows, go to my website, Google premature ejaculation, PE. You'll find out how he should deal with it. But the truth is, he should be concerned with you, but you should also be showing him how you need to please so he can perform oral sex using his hands, using his mouth, fingers, whatever it is. And if he really wants to feel satisfied, again, early ejaculators, they got to ensure that you're getting the pleasure and warm you up. So it's been 3 years. I don't even know how you've been putting up with this for 3 years.
I know. Emily wouldn't. Dude, I got to tell you something.
I did, though. But that's, I think, one of the reasons why I had a boyfriend for 3 years. I don't know if I've talked about this in a long time, but he was a premature ejaculator, and I really loved him, and it was a great relationship, in my 20s. Sex wasn't as important. I still, he was great at oral sex and other things, but it was like we never had sex longer than 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, 2.5 years maybe we were together. And I realized that, he kept saying, I'm going to do my Kegel exercises. I bought this book. I'm going to do all these, but you got to keep up with it.
Well, what's that thing you've been talking about?
Promescent. Promescent is the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation. You can check that out. Check my website. Maybe she needs to.
And Promescent works as a spray.
Topical spray. You don't need to take a pill because
you can just spray it on his wiener. Wait
10 minutes. Doesn't transfer to you. He wouldn't know a little. It's a slightly sensation that delays ejaculation.
You'd be like, oh, I got this new lubricant. Exactly. I mean, guys are dumb. They wouldn't even know.
He'd be like, it's kind of tingly. Yeah. But it's totally safe. It's totally safe. It'll be fine.
That'd be cool.
You guys got to slow things down during sex, too, and just tell them that like the jackhammer is a no-fly zone, no-go zone.
Definitely.
Okay. Safe oral sex. Emily, my name is Marquis. I'm 22 and from Georgia, and I listen to the podcast all the time to have the knowledge to please my next and or all female partners. Great. I've heard you talk about going down on women and learned a lot and was wondering what are ways to please a woman without knowing if she is STD free and safety precautions that must be taken before going down. I love learning sex tips from the podcast. I haven't gone down on a woman before because I was too scared with past relationships, but now my pleasing mentality made me decide it is a must now. I love that. Okay, Marquis, I love that I've encouraged you, we've encouraged you in the show to go down. It's a great question. I love that you're ready to explore oral sex. And it's great that he's going into it with knowledge of listening to the show and knowing how to actually do it. So people forget they do that you can be exposed to STIs during oral sex as well. And a lot of us don't think about that. We just think about safe sex during intercourse. So there are other ways you can please her. You could use your fingers. You could use a vibrator, you know, with a condom. A vibrator on your penis, you use a condom when you have sex. But with oral sex, if you're engaging in casual sex, you can use a dental dam. I mean, a lot of people don't use them, but they are available for sale, and it's like a condom. Basically, you could make one out of a condom where you cut the tip off a condom and you cut it down the long side vertically, and then you open it, and it's like people use saran wrap and stuff like that. A dental dam is a lot safer, and you put it on her, and I gotta be honest, that is the only safe way you can have oral sex there. You're covering her up, but okay, I can only speak for my own vaginal pleasure, but I actually like when there's like a material over myself, like where someone rubs me with my underwear, or they rub me like with my fingers, like it can feel really good, and it's just a little piece of latex or however you use dental dam. That's really the only safe way. Because even if she says she doesn't have, you know, if it's a new partner, you're not going to be like, hey, I'm about to go down on you, but can you show me your STD records? So it's a, you know, dental dam. Now, if you're in a long-term sexual relationship, my best advice is just to get tested together.
Fun.
But I think dental dams actually, here's the thing. I know that everyone's like, but it actually feels good is what I'm saying. Like, I've had someone use it because I was like testing it and it feels good.
Where can we find a dental dam?
You could buy them anywhere. Good Vibrations, Hustler, Hollywood. You can make them out of a condom. Do you remember this madness a few years ago? I was on the Doctor's television show.
Yeah.
And I was on it a few times, but they said, we want you to come on. We're not sure what you're talking about yet. And then they sent me out the stuff about what to wear, like dress like you're going to church. And then they emailed me and said, we'd like you to talk about dental dams and how to make a dental dam on your own. So I had to show how you clip the top of a condom and then you cut down the middle. And so I was like, I don't
know. How proud was your mom?
I was just going to say to you, I was like, mom, I'm going to be on the doctors, but I'm talking about dental. And first of all, you should see the audience. Like they panned the audience. People are sort of, because it's not really what you're tuning in for. It's not that sexy. But but if we're going to talk about safe sex and not getting herpes and not getting other sexually transmitted diseases, you said them. I'm like, really? I can talk about so many other things on the show.
Dental dam.
And I had to practice. There was like 10 condoms in the greed room where I'm like practicing my cut and how I'm going to show how to make the dental dam. You can find this clip online.
Sweet.
Do we have it on our YouTube channel?
No,
I'm sure we can get it on there, though.
Yeah, totally. I can find it because we had to find it for your workshop.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My last Hustler Hollywood workshop, I showed it because it was all about... What was it about? Anal sex?
No, it was...
Backdoor basics? That was my...
No, but which one did we show the dental dam for?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it was the anal sex one. That sounds weird.
Dude, I had a killer anal sex workshop, but I was really... I have to say, it was really... I was nervous about it. Because it's just a big, it's such a charged, loaded subject to like teach and to talk about, but it was actually amazing. And there was a lot of people there and they listened intently and they learned a lot. I learned it was great.
They loved it.
Guys love that.
I know, but women too. It was like man, women, couples. That's the thing about these workshops.
I understand, but that's like the guy's number one like goal after a lot of sex with you.
To enter
many,
the door.
Many men. Yeah, not many all men.
I would say only 99%
of men. I don't know if that's true.
All right, 98.
I think it's because, but did you think about that in high school? Or do you think it's since porn and all that?
In high school.
Getting all the questions about like coming on the face. Like
I think like a couple years after high school, then guys started really talking about it because after that, they've already started having sex for a while, you know?
My boyfriend had anal sex for the first time in high school. He was like 15 at the time. And it literally, his girlfriend was like, oh, I'm on my period. So like, we can just do that. And I have that hanging over my head every time he's like, well, I've done it before. And it's like, she was 15. She didn't know any better.
Yeah. Exactly.
But how does a 15-year-old girl just be like, I can do that instead?
This is what I'm saying. It's porn.
No, but I think Addison is definitely younger than I am. And then so the internet has been around a lot longer.
We did
you
not
know?
Have the interweb.
No. I mean, 15. When I had the internet, it was like AOL dial-up is when the internet was. That's when I was in high school, you know?
I didn't have it in high school.
No internet. How did you live?
Or in college.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't want to talk about it. I had to be really smart and go to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We have time for one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people go to the library?
No, not really.
Hey, I know the Dewey Decimal System. Okay.
How do you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I worked in a library when I was in elementary school. Yeah.
I love her. She worked in a library. My mom was a librarian, too. Of Dewey Decimal System. It's how you find books in the library. It's
oh, okay. Totally oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't know the name of it though.
Right, Dewey Decimal. Okay, but now we're gonna switch from Dewey Decimal System, which is super hot, to blowjobs.
So hot, yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Is that you cool with that? Hey, yeah. Emily, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now, and during that time, I've never given him a blowjob. And he's still with you. That's awesome. It's something that I've never really been into, but recently I've had a change of heart. Now, when I discuss this with him, he says he doesn't need one and that I won't know what I'm doing, which makes me feel like shit. I don't blame you. I know his ex used to give them all the time and he loved it. So how do I go about doing the deed? Not the most confident person. Thanks, D.
D.
Wow. This is the problem. Before she's even given him a blowjob, there's so many issues and so much drama surrounding it already. So this sounds like really harsh to your boyfriend, but he knows you don't like it and he knows about the past girlfriend. See, this is like what Madison just said about your ex knowing about the 15-year-old. Yeah, people share way too much past information.
Yeah, I know. Why did your boyfriend even share
people
that with you?
People do this stuff.
I share absolutely nothing with my girlfriend. She would think that I'm her first. I mean, she's my first girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't want to hear exactly. Like, you know? Right. I don't want to hear anything.
None of that information helps you ever.
Like, I can't find my keys. I can't remember any of my pins. Yeah. I can't remember my passwords. But if a guy tells me like one thing about a sex life, I'm like, oh, that time you were with that stripper in Vegas. And then she gave me a blowjob and she was wearing a sparkly blue outfit. Like, I can remember every friggin' detail, but I can't find my friggin' password to my Gmail.
I haven't said this for years on the show, but women have hard drives in their brain and they will pull up that information
absolutely
whenever they want.
Totally. It's true. And men
It could be like some fleeting thing that you said 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, we heard.
And it might not even be relevant to your conversation, but they will pull that up and throw it in your face.
It's pretty amazing. It's true. But I think I have no memory. I'm like, I remember like every kind of thing he's ever done that was sort of out of the ordinary.
I know.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, and same thing like
unless you have an STD.
Dating my girlfriend, like I'm her very first boyfriend, you know? Like, I don't even...
Are you really? Oh, in your mind, you are.
In my mind. I don't even think about any of that stuff. Because none of
it doesn't matter.
Past stuff...
It only matters if you have an STD and that's not even your past. It's like, oh, I have had sex with one other person who gave me an STD.
Yeah.
And then that's in the
story. Or I just magically had it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so this does sound harsh, and you can surprise... Here's the thing. You can surprise your boyfriend and start doing it and just forget all the voices in your head that you're not good at it. Just start doing it. It's like anything. Like, people have so much anxiety around like having intercourse for the first time or blowjobs, but really, there's just a few things you have to remember. You want to make sure that it's wet enough. So, you know, it's pressure. It's wet. You know, if you can't, you know, you get saliva in your mouth, like take a drink of water, you know, do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, make sure that it's wet. Use your tongue. Make sure that you use your tongue and you lick it. It is a great weapon. Your tongue and your hands are great for blowjobs because a lot of women are like, oh, I'm so exhausted. Just, you know, use your tongue and your hands. You got three things going on there, right? Or what is it? Hands, tongue. That's three. And your mouth. That's four. That's four things helping you. You could use your feet. So if you want, but I wouldn't start with your feet. Grip it. You got to make sure that you don't have to swallow his penis and go all the way down to give a great blowjob, but you do want pressure. Would you say, men, is having a penis that pressure is important?
Yes, definitely. That's
so
number
use your
one.
Hand going up and down, the grip. And know when he's about to orgasm. I mean, he should tell you. Play with the balls. You got to find out. You've been with him for two years. So I would just start like licking it. You want to... put your mouth around it. You want to start playing with your tongue, and then ask them to give you feedback. Don't get these negative voices out of your head. Like, play some music, set an atmosphere that makes you feel really good and feel really sexy. Because now that it's been 2 years, I feel like you've built up a whole thing around it. And we have tons of, I don't even want to get into it because we have like so much information on our website about how to give a blowjob. We've done so many workshops, I mean, so many podcasts and articles.
I'm sure there's
so literally, D, Google like blowjob on my website. There's probably 15 articles, blogs, posts on it.
Sexonly.com.
Yeah, but really, but I just think it's really, it's not even, like, I don't even, D, like I was going to break down all the tips here, but really it's about you being with this guy who obviously you love and having the confidence just to do it and you guys have fun with it. He knows you haven't done it and it's you two are creating this blowjob thing together. He's going to be psyched you're doing it. You're going to do it. Ask for feedback. It's going to be a good time. And it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Just start doing it. You get better every time.
And if he doesn't want to like teach you or be a part of that process, he doesn't deserve a blowjob.
Exactly.
Personally.
Why is he saying he doesn't want to? Maybe he doesn't want to deal with it. He doesn't need one.
Yeah.
He sounds like it's like passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Too.
I think it's like, oh, like don't even worry about it. Like I don't need it. I'm past the point of needing it. Like, okay. He's not going to turn it down if your lips are on his penis. So
exactly.
Just go for it.
I think that this could be, you know what? And fuck him. Exactly. This could be a great learning experience for you, D. You get over your fear of it. Maybe you're just using his penis to get over his fear and become like a blowjob master. All right. That's what we got time for.
All right.
Okay. I just want to say that you too, Menace, I love you. And I'm glad that you're here in my life in Los Angeles and in the show for 10 years.
I know.
I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you, Madison, for everything. Awesome show. Producer Madison. And follow me. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. And we have to do a Snapchat, which is also
Do it. I'm telling you. It's so much easier, and it'd be cool to see like behind the scenes of you guys in the office, and
I know
all the stuff with sex toys.
I've been thinking about it.
All the mail that comes every day,
and we got a new YouTube channel too. Well, it's an old one, but it's new and refreshed, so all check that out. And Menace, where could everyone find you? What do you feel like talking about? Your dog?
Oh yeah, my dog Chiro. That's my @mydogchiro on Instagram. That's my dog. A lot of people
I love your dog.
And then
so cute. We got to meet your dog.
I know, my little baby. She's waiting for me at home right now.
Okay.
And then Menace on Instagram and Twitter, MENACE.
Right.
And I just share
food
and places that I go.
He's super interesting. Okay. Yeah. No, he is. He's awesome. Not a good fit. I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. Fleshlight. It's so funny, Madison, because Madison's here. She's had a lot of experience with the Fleshlight with her boyfriend. And I was talking to my guy about it. He's like, well, I don't understand. I'm like, has she tried them all? I'm like, yeah, Madison will just be like, he's like, well, does she use it? Because I was trying to use it. And he's like, well, I'm like, but sometimes she just hands it to him and she's like, wants to have sex or does it. Yeah. Like, sometimes they use it together, but sometimes she's like, I'm not in the mood, but take
it. Yeah, exactly. Like, I just give him his alone time. I vacate the bedroom so he can have his one-on-one time with the Fleshlight, and then we're good to go.
Right, and it's a male masturbation sleeve. And here's the thing. We talk a lot about sex toys for women, but you guys have your hand. And I'm just saying you might have your hand, and you might have a girlfriend or a partner that you've sex with, but this is a totally different sensation that actually mimics sensations of having sex. And if you are a premature ejaculator, like one of our email listeners, they have a stamina training unit, which can really help you slow down that whole process and learn your about ejaculatory control.
Yeah, and we have a ton of blogs on the website also that tell you all about, like, we had an intern who just tried the Fleshlights out and compared them and talked about like how we use them together. Yeah, so you can always just do that. Intern Eddie, who we miss.
Intern Eddie, he just left. We love you, Eddie. Okay, everyone, check it out. It's at sexwithemily.com. Oh, Fleshlight banner. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Okay, everyone, you know, I've been talking to you about my candles for a while now, my Emily and Tony candles. And if you have not tried them yet, or if you don't even know what how a massage candle is, they are amazing, truly. And it's not just because they have my name on them, but the truth is I had tried massage candles before, and they were like, okay, I love the concept of a massage candle. I love the fact that a regular candle, you can pour it on your partner and give a massage. That's all great. But the other ones that existed, I just felt were kind of like sticky and didn't make you feel good, didn't smell good. And so I made these candles that are like vegan, except for the beeswax part, but they're coconut oil and soybean oil. They smell amazing and they feel amazing. And the feedback from my listeners have been great. Like people, because I invented those people could change their life. And I got a listener who just emailed me and said, my girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated and we had amazing sex. She cannot stop talking about how good the candle smells and how great the massage oil feels. And I'm convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of our barriers to sex we face lately.
Yeah, and in general, it's just a great candle anyways.
Here's the thing. You don't have to give a massage. I'm doing a massage every night. I light it when I get home because it's aromatherapy. Okay, so now you can get a full-size Emily & Tony candle for $28. We just are having a special thing right now on the site.
For the
emilytony.com. And I think you use code Emily still and you get percentage off. Mm. Thanks for listening.